PSOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking to Timothy Dunfield and Andrew Tierney from Finding Faith on SOS Radio. How you guys doing?
Good.
So they are a new band, but they're not new to the music world. I mean, Tim, you've been a worship leader in Las Vegas with a few different churches over the last decade. One of the pastors at Sin City Church now. And Andrew's part of the pop group Human Nature. And they're one of the biggest bands in Australia in the 90s. Still putting out lots of albums. And you have a residency over at the Venetian.
Yes, I've called Vegas home now for almost 10 years. But I haven't developed the accent yet. I've still got the Aussie accent. But no, I love Las Vegas. And I love being here. I love how it's blessed my life. And introduced me to Tim. I would never have met Tim if I didn't come here, and it's been an amazing journey. I'm just so thankful.
So Tim, you two met at South Hills Church.
Yeah, I was the worship pastor at South Hills Church, and this guy came up to me after church one day, and he said, I want to join the worship team. And so I kind of said to him, well, what do you do? And he said, I sing a bit. And I said, well, you know, we got to go through this whole audition process, because I had no idea that he was Andrew Tierney from Human Nature. And he said, well, I'll send you some video clips of me singing. And I just shook my head, you know, because worship pastors get video clips from YouTube all the time. But he sent me some stuff, and it was the Human Nature catalog. Just blew me away. He still auditioned, though. He was humble, and he still came and auditioned. I just wanted to make sure he knew that, you know, worship teams weren't about costume changes and dance moves.
They can be.
They can be. And so we started a friendship, and long before we ever started writing songs, we were just friends. And eventually we started writing songs together, and it just kind of morphed into what it is today.
Andrew, 1 year ago today, we had this tragedy in Las Vegas that we'll all remember today. It stirs up a lot of emotions. And your other band, Human Nature, does shows on the Strip in Las Vegas, 5 nights a week at the Venetian. You've seen the stories from the entertainment scene all over the years. You work with all kinds of people from all over the world. But what sort of opportunities have you seen God open up through this as you've been able to share your story and your faith?
Talking specifically about that night or the day after, I asked the guys I wanted to address the audience, because they were there, and I just wanted to, you know, just say, you know, that we are a city that's built on entertaining the world, and we don't want to lose that. But there was a moment we had to just respect and what we'd been through, and I kind of prayed through it, and we actually sang that night a Curtis Mayfield song, People Get Ready. Also, bizarrely, I'd been thinking about what to say to the audience, because I know, just to address what we were going through, and it was like looking at the first responders, looking at how the city had responded immediately, was just that's where you could see the love that, you know, God put in us when we were created. But and when the chips were down, so to speak, in this casino city, everyone seemed to turn to that love. You know, whether they were churched or unchurched, they just found it in their hearts to love on others. The line that we sing in There Is Love, it's, we can all have peaceful hearts if we have faith in more than us. That's kind of what I wanted to put on people's hearts, that, you know, humanity is always going to let us down, and they have on this big day, but God will never let us down. So if we have faith in more than us, then we'll get through this. That lyric stayed with us, and we kind of formed this song, There Is Love, and it was really, it was all we could do just to kind of, you know, highlight that God is here with us in a tragedy like that. He kind of mourns with us, but he's the love that we need to shine outwardly in a moment like that.
There's Love. That's Finding Faith live on SOS Radio. I really like that. What a great message for a day like today, where so many of us are just feeling a lot of strange emotions.
You know, I was thinking, coming to this day, is it going to feel weird? And it kind of does. It just feels weird because it was such a, it changed the city. Like, I don't think anything will change it again in a long time.
Yeah, and you know, as we process through this past year, and we realize that, you know, for us in this city, this happened to us, but it's happened in so many other cities, and it's happened in so many other countries around the world. You know, Andrew and I, as we talked about it, we realized that, you know, there are only really two responses to a tragedy like this. You can choose to hate. You can choose to enter into that cycle of violence and that cycle of recrimination and retribution, or you can choose to love. And that's not an easy thing to do. Especially if you've lost people that you care about. It's not something simple you can just say, oh, we're going to choose to love. But God's put deep inside us this love for Him and this love for each other. And so we said, this is a love that we have to choose every day. And so for us here in Las Vegas, that tragedy that happened a year ago today really forced, I think, a lot of people to look deep in themselves and say, what am I going to do? Am I going to choose to hate, or am I going to choose to love? And so this song really was our response to that, saying we choose to love because love is stronger than hate. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, hate can't drive out hate. Only love can drive out hate. And so that's what we've chosen to do with this song.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago today, we saw some of the worst of humanity, but over the past year, the response from people in our city has brought out some of the best. It's like we have a whole different unity in our town now.
I feel that too, and I've been blessed to speak to other media outlets and things, and, you know, people have been here for years. They say that. I mean, I was speaking to John Katz, a journalist, yesterday. He said, it's always been there in the city, but something like that brought it out of us. You know, the people, there are good people here. There are great people here and great heart, great loving people, but that, it's sadly something like that really brought it out of us. The city is amazing, and it showed it in that day, and I pray that it just grows to be a more amazing city as we go on.
So, Timothy, how do you share these sort of ideas with your kids when you're trying to point towards hope when we've looked through a lot of brokenness?
I think one of the things that I've really tried to share with my kids and with my congregation is that it's very easy in the aftermath of a tragedy to turn to love, to say, we're going to love, we're going to take care, we're going to donate blood, we're going to give money. But as believers, what do we do next week? What are we doing 6 months from now? What are we doing a year from now? Are we continuing to be those people who just love unconditionally, or does it only take a tragedy to bring that out of us? Because if we're really, truly a children of God, then that should be the way we treat others around us 24/7, 365. It shouldn't just be on October 1 and October 2. So that's really what I'm challenging the people I come in contact with, is to be these types of people, to be this type of community long after we've healed from this tragedy.
We're talking to Andrew and Timothy from Finding Faith on SOS Radio. And 1 year ago today, we all woke up to hear about the news of the attack that happened at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. And Andrew, as someone who works on the Las Vegas Strip every night, how did that affect you? Does that shake you up?
I kind of think back to that time. I'd actually been out the night before with my wife. We were having dinner on the Strip, and I got a call from my sister-in-law and just said, look, there's been a shooting on the Strip. Don't drive down the Strip on your way home. I did anyway. I kind of ignored that advice, but I started driving towards the Mandalay, and we were at the Cosmo. Then I just saw people actually running up the street, and I turned at Tropicana, and so I did that just to go home. And then as I was heading home, I just saw so many emergency vehicles coming down the 215, and I'd never seen anything that, it was like I saw five, and then it was like 15, 20, this vehicle's just flying down, every other car was an emergency vehicle, and so we thought, this is something really serious has happened. So we got home, and it was like around 11, 12-ish, and we looked on the news, and there'd been news of this shooting, but we didn't know, like you say, until the next morning how massive and how horrific it was. And so that day, I guess it was surreal, you know, as a performer, as a believer, as a Christian, I kind of had all these questions and, you know, just heartache as well. And, you know, as you spoke to as a performer on the Strip, we had to wonder, do we just get up and sing the next night? Not as if nothing happened, but how do we even address the kind of mood of the city in that moment? So it was a lot to process.
Timothy, how did it affect you as a pastor who served in this city for over a decade?
Yeah, that was it was kind of one of those surreal moments. I had taken a couple of our pastors from the church down to Mexico that week. And so we were actually in Mexico getting ready to build a soccer field for an orphanage down there, and woke up on October 1 to our phones just blowing up from our family and our church saying, this has just happened. And we didn't know it had happened the night before. We woke up to the news of, you know, almost 60 people killed and just this incredible tragedy. And so we just said, we've got to be back in our city. And so we cut the trip short. We went back later and finished the soccer field, but we cut the trip short. We jumped in our cars. We came back to Vegas, and it was just surreal, because all the way back, we're on the phone with the other staff and with people in the church saying, what do we do? How do we address the situation? First of all, how do we address the people in our church who have been affected? Because there were people in our church who were shot, their family members who were shot, people who were at the concert who saw people right next to them being, you know, killed. And how do we help them to begin to process this? But then how do we also reach out into our city and our community? And so the first thing we did is we just said, we need to get together and pray. And so that next night, we had a prayer vigil at South Hills, and we sang some songs together, and we just prayed, and we, you know, just built a community together of saying, how are we going to love our city, and how are we going to help it heal?
I know a lot of us are feeling some strange emotions today. I'm Scott Harold on SOS Radio, and Andrew Tierney and Timothy Dunfield from the band Finding Faith are hanging out with us today as we remember what happened a year ago. We're just reminded that we are in God's hands. We're reminded that God's present even in spite of evil things that happen in this world. We realize there's free will. And on the pendulum of all that, you see some of the most evil things happen, but the other side of the pendulum is where people react and respond with good and respond in love. Would you play Good Hands for us?
We would love to. This song has been a blessing to us, and it kind of just feels like it's kind of biographical for our lives, but I think everybody, you know, we are in good hands. There are moments like October 1 that feel like we don't know why that happened and why people would have that loss. It's a broken jigsaw piece in a masterpiece that God is making in our lives, so we really feel that when we finally pull out and see what his plan was, it's a good and great plan, and that it's by his good hands.
Yeah, and the lyric that says, the hands that hold the world hold my heart, and the hands that heal the world heal my heart. I think that really applies to what we experienced a year ago, is that God does have us in his hands, and he is healing us as a city and as a nation and as individuals, but he's also healing me personally. And I think that that's something that we have to remember in the face of this, is that we are in good hands, and those hands are healing us and holding us and loving us.
We remember that, you know what, in spite of evil, God's in control.
He is, and I think it's nice to celebrate today how we've grown and how we've healed as a city, not to forget the people that lost their lives and the families that are still coming to terms with what happened. And, you know, the choice to love is not an overnight decision. You've got to choose it again every day, and I'm sure that people are struggling with that, and my heart goes out to them, and I pray for them that they can continue that healing process. But we just want to celebrate what the city has done and what people, the love that we did show, and I think that's a day to celebrate that, as well as remember the people that lost their lives.
We're never alone in this. You know, I think sometimes in the face of tragedy or personal tragedy or citywide tragedy or nationwide tragedy, sometimes it makes us feel like we're alone. Like, we're all alone in the universe. We're all alone in the world. We're all alone, you know, where we are right now. And yet, you know, we believe that we aren't. We believe that God is always there. He's always holding us. And yes, sin is the reality, and the consequences of sin are a reality in this world that we face. But, you know, for those of us who believe in Jesus, you know, we know that the hands that hold us are stronger than the hands that are trying to tear us apart. And so that's just a reminder that for us, that this song tells us every time we sing it, that no matter what we're facing in our personal lives or in our, you know, city or nation, that we are never alone, because God's got us.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.